boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. A bald doctor preps a needle.
I don't want a shot.
I don't care.
You're not going to do it.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Edith covers Stephanie's eyes.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
How come?
Because I already did it.
It didn't hurt.
I didn't know it was supposed to hurt. Oh, I'd better do it again.
No!
Oh, now he's just teasing. Oh, his father was a doctor. He used to tease Gloria that way.
Edith winces.
You're just like your father.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes. Except he's 30 years older and he has more hair.
Sydney.
She glances at her leg.
Oh, Dr. Shapiro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Bunker, is there something wrong with your leg?
Oh, no, no.
No?
Nothing.
Okay, with a hole in the arm? I'm going to talk to your aunt, so go tell my nurse to give you a root beer lollipop.
I don't like root beer.
It's for me. Go.
Stephanie leaves the exam room.
Okay, Mrs. Bunker, I want you to hop right up here. Pardon me, here you go. And I want to take a look at that leg.
Oh, it ain't nothing. It's just a bruise.
Well, come on, you put your feet right up here and let me examine it.
I guess I bumped it against the bottom drawer when I was putting Archie's socks away. He always leaves his drawers open. Oh, Stephanie, why does it hurt so much?
Because I don't think it's an ordinary bruise, Mrs. Bunker. It could be phlebitis.
What's that?
It's a blood clot and it can travel.
Where?
Well, to your lungs.
She looks at her bruised calf, then her chest.
That's a long trip.
And it could be serious, but we're not going to let that happen, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, how?
Well, with medication, with warm packs, and by staying off your feet.
Oh, I can't stay off my feet till after St. Patrick's Day.
Why? Are you marching in the parade?
Oh, no, I ain't Irish. But the boar is, because it's Kelsey's, and Kelsey used to own it, and Kelsey is. So Archie's given the St. Patrick's Day party, and he wants it to be the best ever. So I'm going to do the cooking, and we're going to have corned beef and cabbage.
Mrs. Bunker, can you cook in bed?
No, the stove is in the kitchen.
Then call a caterer. Mrs. Bunker, stay off your feet. No cooking. Now listen, put this on. I'm going to go talk to my nurse. I'll be right back. I want to give you a complete examination.
Oh, no, doctor.
I'll be right back.
I can't do that. I ain't got time to be sick. Oh, ow. Oh, Dawn. Ooh.
She covers her mouth. Later, she opens the kitchen door for Harry, who carries groceries for Archie.
Oh, yes. Put on a table.
You get somebody to deliver this.
You're buying wholesale. You can't do that. You gotta do it yourself. You expect to save money, you also gotta expect a pain in the groin.
What are you complaining about? I'm doing all the work.
I'm doing all the thinking, ain't I?
Oh, what a lot of cabbage.
Yeah, wait till you see the potatoes.
Well, we ain't never gonna see the potatoes unless you go outside and carry them in.
He heads outside.
Here, eat it. Here's some of the corned beef.
Well, there. How much did you get?
Oh, I got 50 pounds.
Well, let me see. That means it's 25.
No, it don't. It's 50. I said 55-0.
Yeah, it starts out to be 55-0, but it ends up 25-5.
Why?
Because when you boil corned beef, it shrivels up. It's like when you boil a plum, it turns into a prune. So, 55-0 pounds equals 25-5 pounds. You get it?
I think I understood that.
Good.
Well, it scares me. I'm beginning to think like you.
Oh, that ain't unusual. I read in the Reader's Digest that lots of couples, after they've lived together a long time, even start to look like each other.
Edith's mouth falls open, and Archie furrows his brow. They stare at one another, then shake their heads. Harry returns with two boxes.
Watch what you're doing here.
Oh, sit down, Harry. Have a beer.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You ain't got no time to sit. Look at this. It's nearly noon. You gotta go down and open up the saloon. Business before pleasure, Harry.
Sorry, Edith. A thirsty world is waiting.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Harry. Oh, gee. You should have let him stay and rest and have a beer.
I done that for you, Edith. I don't want you to be waiting on people. Get me a beer, will you?
Edith hobbles to the fridge.
I got something to tell you, Archie.
Oh, I hope it ain't gonna take too long.
I took Steffi to see Dr. Shapiro today.
Don't tell me it's anything serious.
No, it ain't serious.
Don't tell me it's anything catching.
No, it ain't catching.
Don't tell me it's anything that's going to get in the way of the St. Patty's Day party.
Well, see, Sydney said that
Sydney? Why didn't you take it to the real Dr. Shapiro, Sidney's father?
He's retired.
Jeez, he's just hiding from his patients. What's the matter with the kid?
Oh, nothing. She's fine. She just had to have a booster shot. I was telling Sidney about the party.
Oh, the party. I wish Kelsey could see the party. We're going to give it's going to be better than any St. Patty's Day party that he ever threw.
Archie, could we get a caterer to do the cooking?
Edith, after me bragging to everybody that you're the best cabbage cook in the world, not a chance. No, I need you to do it, darling.
This is an awful lot of work, see?
Oh. I know why you're backing off the work. Because you seen that Gloria Steinway woman on the Merv Griffin show the other night, and she was saying women ought to stay out of the kitchen.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, you was in here doing the dishes. Well, I seen it. And I remember it. But I'm sorry I brought it up because I want you to forget it. Now, I gotta take a nap for about an hour before I go to work, see? Call me, will you? Have a little lunch on the day.
Archie leaves Edith wincing at the kitchen table. Later, surrounded by pots and pans...
Edith, take a look.
Archie dons a green plastic hat that matches his vest and tie.
Does this look funny, huh?
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Well, make sure that Harry takes all the pots. There's 18 of them. And I want them all back because some of them belong to the neighbors.
Well, you can tell Harry that yourself. We're all going down there together, me and Harry and you in the pots.
Oh, Archie, I ain't going. I gotta stay off my feet.
Off your feet, eat it. No, you gotta get up on your feet, darling, and get yourself dressed. Come on, we're gonna be late for the party.
He pulls her off the chair and nudges her out of the kitchen.
Eat it. We gotta get down to the party. The phone is just up.
Eat it. Come on, will you?
The wake's all done. All you gotta do now is serve the fools.
Tired.
Oh, come on. You'll feel a lot better once you get down there, sweetheart. Get yourself dressed, huh?
He pats her behind and hurries back into the kitchen.
I'm the leader of the band. Although with you, we number one, the finest in the
Edith
land.
Anxiously looks down at her oven mitt.
We play at wakes and weddings and at everything.
She limps across the living room, holding the wall for support.
We play the march from Saul.
She winces with every labored step. Edith drags her sore leg toward the staircase. Stubbing her toe, she drops onto the stairs.
Archie!
What?
He sets down a pot and runs to her.
What? Edith, what are you doing here, huh? What's wrong?
Call Dr. Shapiro.
What's the matter, sweetheart?
Call him. He knows all about it.
Yeah, well, all right. What'll I tell him ails you?
Tell him I can't walk.
Archie hurries to the phone as Edith weeps.
Harry, I can't do it. Call up the kid. Bring him in to help.
On the phone.
What do you mean he won't work St. Patrick's Day? The Puerto Ricans don't give a cucaracha about St. Patrick. Well, I can't help that. You better try. I can't come in. Yeah, goodbye, Harry. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Archie approaches Stephanie, who mopes in his chair, wearing a green skirt and frilly white blouse.
Well, there ain't no use in sitting here worrying, kiddo. You better go up to your bed.
Is Aunt Edith real sick?
No, I don't think so. She's probably, what do you call, benumbed, you know? From inhaling cabbage for 2 days. You know, the nose, that's a very powerful thing there. I remember once I was changing one of Joey's diapers, you know? I lost my balance. I had to sit down a minute.
Dr. Shapiro comes down the stairs.
Mr. Bunker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I put a moist pack on her leg. I want you to make sure she keeps it there.
Yeah, I can do that, sure.
How's Aunt Edith?
She's tired, like you. Go upstairs, give her a goodnight kiss.
Stephanie heads to the staircase.
Oh, wait a minute. Here. I forgot to give her this.
He gives her a lollipop.
Oh, wait. Here, I have something for you.
I don't feel like a lollipop.
No. This time, bubblegum.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She runs up the stairs.
So, on the level, how is she?
I think she should be in a hospital.
See, that's the difference between you and your old man. You think he always knew. Where is he?
He's retired.
He can't be retired. He ain't got no business being retired while any of his patients are still alive. Get him on the horn, Sid.
I'm Dr. Shapiro.
He's the only Dr. Shapiro. You ain't anything like your father.
Mr. Bunker, I have known you since I was 6 years old.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I didn't like you then.
And I don't like you now.
What about Edith?
Her I like.
I mean, is she gonna be all right?
Oh, now you're concerned. After you practically killed her.
What did I do?
What did you do?
You were a little like your father then.
Come on, Mr. Bunker. From the smell in this house, it's obvious what you've been doing.
Shapiro shakes his head, and Archie considers.
I mean, that might cause a patient to leave a room or open up a window. But that ain't gonna paralyze him.
Dr. Shapiro turns to Archie and looks him up and down.
I'm talking about cabbage.
It can't be the cabbage. I ain't at none of that yet.
Mrs. Bunker told me you've had her on her feet for 2 days cooking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I told her not to cook.
Well, what the hell kind of medical advice is that? What's she got that she can't cook?
She didn't tell you.
No.
Phlebitis.
Phlebitis? Ain't that what the Democrats give Nixon?
She'll be okay. She has her medication. If she just takes it easy, it will resolve itself, Mr. Bunker. I thought she told you.
He covers his mouth.
You want to throw up?
No, no, no. I'll be okay. I thought you knew about this.
Well, it's okay. Take it easy, Sid. Forget it.
But please forgive me, Mr. Bunker, please.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, Sid. You're a good boy, you know?
Please don't tell my father.
No, I won't say nothing about it. Just don't play ball on my stoop no more.
That wasn't me. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Archie heads upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He slips into the bedroom where he finds Edith in bed with a thermometer in her mouth.
You got a fever?
She pulls the thermometer, but it's the lollipop.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm very disappointed in you. I'm really very disappointed in you.
I know. I'm sorry you're missing your party.
Oh, the hell with the party. I mean, I'm disappointed in you.
Why? I done all the cooking, and I had it all ready for Harry when he comes.
You know what I'm talking about? You don't think much of me.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do. Don't I always bring you beer when you want it?
That don't prove nothing.
And I always have dinner hot for you when you come home.
That don't prove nothing either.
Well, I wash your clothes, and I iron them, and I put them in the right drawers.
I could hire a Sybil Gooley to do them things.
Sybil Gooley would never do them things for you.
Why the hell not?
Because she don't like you. Archie, I love you. That's why I do them things for you.
Archie gets up off the foot of the bed and leans over Edith.
Why didn't you tell me you were sick?
I tried to, but I didn't want to spoil your party.
What, the party? I don't want to hear nothing more about the party. The hell with the party. Jeez.
He lies down beside her.
He was too busy being Mrs. Nice Guy.
With your shoes.
Well, it's cold up here. You was being selfish, Edith.
Selfish?
That's right. S-E-double-lovish. I guess you wanted me to go on alone, trying to raise that little girl who already lost one mother.
No.
Oh, jeez, Edith. You're always being too good. 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 I don't want to tell you, I'm tired of suffering from that. From now on, like they say in the old song, there's going to be some changes made. And please don't sing it for me. What I need to say is, if anything goes wrong with you, you got to tell me. So I can take care of you. I told Harry I can't go to work until the doctor says that you're okay. I'm going to wait on you.
Oh, Archie.
I can't with your hand there, Harry.
She hugs his waist.
I know we're in bed, but you're too sick for them kind of moves.
Oh,
gee. Oh, wait a minute. You know something? If the whole damn world was to go to the dogs, as long as I had you standing by my side, you know, or sitting by my side, or laying here like this by my side, everything would be just okay. I've been blowing my own horn for a lot of years. I'm gonna tell you something.
He turns to look at her.
I ain't nothing without you.
He kisses her and holds her tight. Edith wipes her eyes on Archie's plaid tie, and he wipes his tears on her blouse.
You know something, Archie? You're a pip. A real pip.
They share a long, loving kiss. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Harriet Weiss and Pat Shea. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen-Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. George Weiner, Dr. Sidney Shapiro. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.